I'm ready. Let's do it right now, right here. Come on.
All right. Same as last time, remember? You crowd control. My handling police.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I love you.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking bitch move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
Down like this, okay. Yes, it's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter. Just get a load of this, all right? If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's a right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all it is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. Beer. And I don't mean just like an old paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy beer at McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
Little massage differs from mine. But you know, touching his wife's feet and sticking your tongue in the holiest of holies ain't the same fucking ballpark. It ain't the same league. It ain't even the same fucking sport. Look, foot massages don't mean shit.
Have you ever given a foot massage?
Don't be telling me about foot massages. I'm the foot fucking master.
You giving a lot of them?
Shit, yeah. Got my technique down and everything. I don't be tickling or nothing.
Would you give a guy a foot massage?
Fuck you.
You give him a lot?
Fuck you.
You know, I'm kind of tired. I could use a foot massage myself.
Yo. Those who thought their ass would age like wine. If you mean it turns to vinegar, it does. If you mean it gets better with age, it don't. Besides, Butch, how many fights do you think you got in you anyway? Two? Boxers don't have an old time today. You came close, but you never made it. And if you were gonna make it, you would have made it before now.
Any old day of the fucking week.
That's a bold statement.
This ain't Amsterdam, Vince. This is a seller's market. Coke is fucking dead as dead. Heroin is coming back in a big fucking way.
I'm 3 grand of madness.
Okay.
If it's as good as you say it is, I'll come back and buy another 1,000.
Well, I just hope that I still have some left for you. But I'm giving you some out of my own private stash.
We'll be right back.
she'll last you all through the years. And the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town.
Fuck you! Fuck you too!
Fuck you, bitch. Look, you just keep talking to her, right? She's getting a shot. I'm gonna go get my little bike medical book.
What the fuck you need a medical book for?
What to do? I never had to give an adrenaline
shot. You've never given an adrenaline shot?
I never had to, all right? I don't go to a problem with a bunch of bubble gummers. My face can't handle that.
Get the shot!
I am if you let me.
Hey, someone fucking stop!
Well, you're not talking to me. Start talking
get
to her.
Get the shot, right?
And stop the bullets?
That's right. That's exactly what it means. God came down from heaven and stopped these motherfucking bullets.
I think it's time for us to leave, Jules.
Don't do that. Don't fucking blow this shit off. What just happened here was a fucking miracle.
Chill, Jules. This shit happens.
Wrong. Wrong. This shit doesn't just happen.
You want to continue this theological discussion in a car or in a jailhouse with the cops?
We should be fucking dead, my friend. What happened here was a miracle, and I want you to fucking acknowledge it.
All right, it was a miracle. Can we go now?
Let's go, nigga, come on.
Shit.
God damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit. Me and Vincent would have been satisfied with some freeze-dried Taster's Choice, right? And he springs this serious gourmet shit on us. What flavor is this?
Knock it off, Julie.
What?
I don't need you to tell me how fucking good my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who buys it. I know how good it is. Bonnie goes shopping, she buys shit. I buy the gourmet expensive stuff because when I drink it, I want to taste it. But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen. It's the...
You two. Take the body, stick it in the trunk. Now, Jimmy, this looks to be a pretty domesticated house. That would lead me to believe that in the garage, you're under the sink, you got a bunch of cleaners and cleansers and shit like that.
Yeah, Mr. Wolf, under the sink.
Good. What I need you two folks to do is take those cleaning products and clean the inside of the car. I'm talking fast, fast, fast. You need to go in the back seat, scoop up all those little pieces of brain and skull. Get it out of there. Wipe down the upholstery. Now, when it comes to upholstery, you don't need to be spick and span. You don't need to eat off it. Just give it a good once-over. What you need to take care of are the really messy parts. The pools of blood that I've collected, you got to soak that shit up. Now, Jimmy, we need to raid your linen closet. I need blankets, I need comforters, I need quilts, I need bedspreads. The thicker the better, the darker the better. No whites. Can't use them. We need to camouflage the interior of the car. We're going to line the front seat and the back seat and the floorboards with quilts and blankets. So if a cop stops us and starts sticking his big snout in the car, the subterfuge won't last. But at a glance, the car will appear to be normal.